the Maisa of Yehuda and Toma. Through which the lineage of David HaMelech, the Mashiach, came from. Simcha Bruno Reb Shitzchak says incredible insight. About the shmiras hadvarim that a person says with his mouth, what he promises with his mouth, how it's important to keep it and preserve it. Lots of times we say things like, well, I'll do this, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll this. We don't keep what we say. Or something came up. And you ignore what you promised. And Chazal say a very stark lashon. But some misha eino oimed b'diburoi. If you're not oimed b'diburo, you don't keep what you say. Such a lashon of Hashem who brought Peronis, punishment to the door Hamavul and the door Haflaga will punish you. It's Lashon Chazal. Misha Parah, it's called. Misha Parah, the door Hamavul, the door Haflaga. That punishment will come to the person who's not Oymed B'Dibur. He says something, we're going to do it. Like, it's meaningless. Dibur, the Dibur is the Adam. It's called a medaber. So Simcha Bunim says that the whole geula only came, the whole geula is going to only come about with the Biyah of Mashiach, who only came about from someone who was oimei b'diburo. Only because someone was oimed b'diburo, and because of that, we have Mashiach. And if he wouldn't be oimed b'diburo, we wouldn't have Mashiach. This is what he explains, the Maisa with Yehuda and Toma. Not going into all the details, but you got the summer lamer was told to summer Tomar Basco, your father-in-law Yehuda, he's going to Timnah to see the shearings of his sheep, Batachas Bat Soyef, she got dressed up incognito. She sat al derech timnosa with the zoynos sit. Yehuda v'achshavel zoyna. Yehuda sees her. He thought she was a zoyna. He kisses her paneh. She covered her face. Didn't know what she looked like. Vatoyme ma titen li, ki sovo elai. She said, what will be my payment? that you will give me. So Yehuda said, I'm going to send for Gidi Ezim Ben Hatzon. A young ace, a goat from the Tzon, a Gidi. And that will be your payment. Give me a guarantee. So you get your Gidi Ezim and send it to me. I want to have some guarantee. So Yehuda said, Mohai Roman Asher Taimla, what can I give you? With what guarantee, collateral, what collateral can I give you till I bring you the Gidi? Vataima, so she said, Chaisamcha. Your ring, psilecha, your beged that you're wearing, umatcha, and your staff. I'll hold those collateral till you send me the gedi as payment. Vayitan law. So he gave that collateral. Vayavoi leho vatar lo. And she became pregnant with the twins. Vatokom vatela vatosa tseifo. She removed her dress up. She wore her almana clothing. And Yehuda sends the Gidi Ezim as the payment in order to get his possessions back. Couldn't find her. They just said, he asked the people of the place, did you see the Zayna here? He said, no such thing. We didn't see that lady. End of that story, that part of the segment of the story. And I mentioned before that just that he had relations with her, Yehuda, is what the Chazal say in the Medrash, that the Malach, that was Mamuna ala Taiva, was sent me Shemayim to make it happen. It wasn't his choice and Bechira. But Hashemayim, they wanted that to happen. In this way that doesn't appear Geshmak or Kosher. Now, there could be a lot of rationalization over here. You know, as if you're coerced to have this not respectable maisa with a zayna. It's pretty embarrassing. You give a collateral. Or you say you're going to give a collateral. Probably he's an honest person, Yehuda. You know, he wants to give the Gidi Ezim, but he says, let's think this out. You know, if I'm going to really give her the collateral, you know, there could be a lot of blackmail. You know, it'd be pretty embarrassing if they find out who this belongs to. They could frame me. That's what people do. So the smartest thing, you know, if the demise you could do is like this. Listen, lady, I'm sorry. I got to have my stuff back. You know what I mean? Trust me, I'm going to send you the gedi'ezim, but I can't live this in your hands. It'll be such a shame, embarrassment. Part of the shift they call. And really, it's not my fault. Menashe Shemayim, I did this, so I can't give you those things. I'll send you the gedi 100%. I promise. That's what a normal person would have done. It would be bazillion. He was worried about a bazillion. You're giving the seal with Yehuda's name in it, and the staff. Yom Yehuda, Peniel Avuz. No, we have to pack out of here. If you start looking for her, if there's any more interest in looking for her, making a little noise, Yisparseim Hadovar, but yeah, Gennai, stop, let's pack out. This is Gennai. All we need is that the Yaakov Avinu and the Shem got to hear, oh, big brother Yehuda, he's running to the Zionists. It's the Yetzer Hara all the time. During the Maisa, you don't think. Your brain freezes, and so you don't even think, what could be the results? I'm into the Taiva, forget it. And afterwards, okay, now it's over, so now. You say, well, you know, this could get me into trouble, so I don't want to get into trouble, so I'm sorry. I'm going to just have to take this back. He didn't take it back. I said I was going to give it to her. I'm going to give her these three things as collateral. And she ran away with it. Okay. Then she becomes pregnant. Then there's a Besdin. What are you pregnant from? This is what a Bas Yisrael does. Hotziu avisi sareif. We're going to give her a sreifa. She was pregnant. She was carrying Zera Mashiach. Now, let's say Yehuda didn't keep his word. He grabbed it away from her to protect himself. They'll use it for extortion of money or something as an evidence. You know? So he took it away. Now what would happen? Tamar, pregnant, no one knows from what. Well, garnished. So they say, Sisarev, she has to be burned. And what would have been if they killed her? That's the end. She would have been dead. The children would have been dead. There's no Mashiach. Ella what? Yehuda said, I'm going to give you this as a collateral. Here's a collateral. And even after the Maisa, he gave it to her as a collateral till he gets the Gedi. So therefore, she had the evidence that it was Yehuda. She didn't want to embarrass him and say, Yehuda, you did it. You're the father. Here's the evidence. You're the father. Here's the evidence. So she said, whoever these possessions belong to, he's the one. He's responsible for these children. And the Chazal learned out from this also that a person should throw himself into a fiery furnace instead of embarrassing someone. Mutar li'adam lipo b'kivshin shalesh, rather than to embarrass someone and shame someone. It's like killing him. So she was willing to be killed, not to embarrass him. That's her tzidkus. But the evidence that it was Yehuda. Yehuda was Maida. Yehuda was Maida, that he was the one. Mimela, he said, Mimeni, from me. Or Basco came out from Shemayim and said, Mimeni, we caused this to happen. The Malach HaMamuna Ala Taiva. Okay, so what do we have now? So they didn't throw her into the furnace. And she gave birth to Zerach and Peretz. Whose descendant was all the way to Yishai and then David. Mashiach came about. So Simcha Benam Shisa says, look at this. What would have been if he didn't keep his dibur? And he didn't yet send the Gedi, but he kept it by him, the three possessions. What would have been when she would have said, she's not going to say who did it. There's no proof to who did it. In fact, Yehuda didn't even know who was the lady involved, the woman. He didn't know. What would have been? If he didn't keep his dibur, she would have been killed. Hotziyu avasi sara. Only because he kept his dibur, the geula came about. He was born. And mimela, the rest all the way down. Till we have David HaMelech HaMashiach. Go tell this to someone, oh, make a dibur. What's it? You keep it, you don't keep it. What's the difference? Okay, I only said it. I was only joking. I didn't really mean it, you know. The whole Indian of the Goyal came about because of that. How dibur is so important when you say something. Hashem created the world with a Vayomer. Okay, it doesn't mean the same Vayomer as our Vayomer. Doesn't mean that Hashem spoke and said Yehi or a sound. Vayomer means a Gilui. A Gilui. Hashem made a Gilui. It's called a Vayomer. We speak and we're megala, what's on our mind, what's in our hearts. Our diburim are also giluyim. So we could physically have a dibur. We're called a medaber. Imagine, what would be if he didn't keep his dibur? Where would we be today? What kind of geula would we have if we have a geula? We use our mouths and we use it for lashon hara. Or we use it for talking not nicely, not like menschlichkeit. And we use it then for davening, then for learning, the same mouth. It's not a poshuta thing. We have to think of what we say. And when we promise, we're going to keep it or not keep it. I tell you this story a couple months ago with Chafetz Chaim. His daughter wanted to go out and play. And she said, I would like you to check this farm for the Mishnah Brewers, to check them, to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. The pages are bent or anything. He says, don't worry, when I come back, I'll do 30 of them. She came back, there were 30. He says, what's this? He says, you said you're going to do 30. 30? That's what you said. Chafetz Chaim says, you said it. Not going to be Oymer B'dibur. Not Oymer B'dibur. There's a Misha Parah, Chas V'Shalom. Dora Mabul. Dora Floga. Hashem's very angry not to be Oymer in the Dibur. We should watch our Dibur's. Learn this from this Maisa here. Yehuda. Hapam oide es Hashem. He was called Yehuda because Hapam oide es Hashem. Hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. She gave Hodah, Leah, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for that Maisa of having an extra portion. Every time she called Yehuda, Yehuda, she thought about it. That's why she did something to call him by his name. So every time she'll call the name, she'll have to think about it. To be Maida to Hashem. He had the koyach of Dibur. Hodah. We're here for to do Hodah. Maida manachnu loch. Maida ani lefanecha. You got to make sure that we watch that Dibur. And like Yehuda said, even if it's a trying situation, like, I didn't plan this. I'm not responsible for this. So I hope you don't mind. I'm taking my stuff back. Otherwise, I could be in a lot of hot water. Don't worry. I'll give you a good deed. Don't worry. I promise you. Don't worry. You got to be oymed in your dibur. And because he was oymed in his dibur, whatever it was, embarrassed or not embarrassed, he brought Mashiach. This mice. If he didn't oymen his dibur, Tamar and her two children would have been killed.